95.5 KLOS, of the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Baba Booey.
Are we giving away the tickets for the KLOS Summer
Invasion? Oh, yeah, we should do that.
In a few minutes. California Adventure Park. Very, very soon.
But what were you just telling me?
There's a Florida man, and I know that you think a dumb story's going to follow.
No way.
Because it always does.
No, that doesn't make sense.
Florida man gives $13,000 to strangers at Waffle House.
Really?
Yes.
First of all, I love Waffle House. Always loved that. They always had a really good jukebox in every single one I went
yes,
to back
did.
In the day. And the waitresses were always super nice. But now people are handing out huge amounts of cash.
Just this one guy, his name is, the guy who tweeted its name is Kevin Kate.
Kevin.
And he showed up there at the Waffle House, and the guy was handing out $1 and $5 bills to everybody that came in.
Okay.
With a note that said, love everybody.
Okay. Why? So $6.
No, one or six or whatever.
Okay.
Kane said that he saw the cutout notes every few days and has given away more than $13,000 to
Where
strangers.
Where is this Waffle House?
In Florida.
Oh, never
Since
mind.
2014.
It's not worth going there.
I mean,
wow, really?
Yes, it would almost be. He's like advertising for Waffle House.
No
Don't you
kidding.
Think there would be a line out the door?
Every Waffle House should start doing Every restaurant should start doing this.
Have a guy in there just handing out free money?
Yeah, but do you have to really be nice? I mean, if you take the money.
Well, I think you have to. You're supposed to love everyone.
No, I can't do
so
that.
So you're out.
Yeah, I'm out.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
You watching Shark Week? You a fan of that?
No, but
I love it.
Oh, yeah?
I love it so much.
What, explain Shark Week to those of us who don't watch.
I mean, it's just they do all kinds of things with sharks, all kinds of experiments.
Mm-hmm.
And they,
experiments?
Yes.
Like they cut them open? And,
no, they get into the water with sharks and they try stuff, and it's fascinating.
Would you
sharks
ever,
are fascinating.
A cage goes in water.
Yes.
You go in cage. Shark in water. Have you ever done that?
No,
would you
but
do
I
that?
Would.
Oh, you would?
I would.
We could put you in a cage?
Yeah.
I think we have a future promotion.
Wendy! Listen to this.
Chief Fries!
Sorry. Listen to this. Shark advocates call for rebranding of violent attacks by sharks as, quote, interactions.
That's the most ridiculous thing I think I've ever heard in my entire life.
Marine experts and advocates in Australia are urging the public to refrain from using the word attack.
So if I get bitten by a shark, if
yes.
I get by a shark.
They do bite your leg and rip
yes.
it. Yes, that happens.
Then I'm supposed to say, a what? It was a what?
It is an interaction.
You and I are enjoying verbal intercourse right now, Kevin. That's an interaction.
Interaction.
Nope.
They're saying that the majestic predatory fish has been unfairly stigmatized as a deliberate killer.
Let's go and ask everyone that's ever been bitten if they
I don't
agree.
Care if it's deliberate. Are they attacking me?
Yes.
I'm going to call it an attack.
Well, of course it's deliberate. They're like, oh, look, tasty morsel. Let's have a bit.
This, of course, seems ridiculous. So I lined up an expert for us to talk to, if you don't mind. On the Heineken 00 hotline, we have Dr. Mark Stanley Price, who is a senior research fellow from the University of Oxford.
Sir, I don't want to be rude, but what?
No, you're absolutely right. The way you've described the unfair stigmatization of these animals is quite unfair. And so we do everything we can in the wildlife conservation community to try to change the lexicon, get the people to stop referring to these animals who are just acting on their natural behaviors as attacks or killers in some way.
But what if they attack and or kill?
Well, they're not attacking. They're simply interacting with another creature, and they're following through on their natural behavior. It's quite natural, and there's no ill intent behind it.
No ill intent. They're going to tear you to pieces and eat you.
They rip your leg off. What are you talking about?
They're going to bite you in half if they can. That's an attack.
You have to keep in mind, in that moment, you're simply a food source for the animal.
Okay.
That's fine, but
why
make it friendly? Why try to turn it into something nice? Why? I don't understand.
It'd be like calling you a killer because you're eating a ham sandwich.
Well, that's fair enough. I mean, meat is murder, as Morrissey taught us.
And so what we're trying to do is get people to change the way they describe many different interactions with animals around the world.
Oh, I
For
see.
For example, dog bites.
Mm-hmm.
The dog attack. Look at the poor dogs that have been stigmatized like... German Shepherds and pit bulls. Yes.
Right.
So now we'd like people to refer to them as canine jaw hugs.
a canine jaw hug.
Yes, instead of a dog attack, we like to call those canine jaw hugs now.
Okay.
A swarm of bees that stings one to death.
Mm-hmm.
That is an unfortunate term. We'd like now to change to Appian group acupuncture.
If I could spell it,
I don't feel like I can even remember that in the case of a bee sting.
You'll get used to it, I'm sure, like you will with a cattle stampede, which destroys the property and causes the death.
Mm-hmm.
The cattle are simply acting naturally, so we refer to them as bovine track meats.
That implies that one of them might actually win. Is that possible? Are we going to go to that level eventually?
Yes, whoever's at the head of the stampede, I think you have to declare him the winner. Also, a bear attack, again, a bear attack, the bear's not attacking, it's simply reacting to its natural behavior. So we call bear attacks, when they maul a camper, non-consensual organ realignment.
All right, that one I can get behind.
Are you having any luck with any of these?
Yes, in fact, we're now getting people in India to refer to snake bites as unrequested venom donations.
I'd like to call you on that fact.
Mm.
Or feng shui. We're not sure which one.
Feng shui. Oh, my God.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. A man in Thailand is feeling some pain. He was supposed to be cooking dinner for his wife who was at work.
Okay.
Instead of cooking dinner for his wife at work, he went out to drink with his buddies.
Right on! Woo!
She didn't share your sentiment.
Aw.
And
what's her problem?
Harpooned his penis. Harpoon.
Wow.
Have you seen a harpoon?
They're a little long. They're a little sharp. They're a little scary.
Yes.
I don't want one there.
No.
Wow. He must. I mean, that must be he. I mean, I'm just. It's
also,
like a,
how do you?
It's a whale size.
How do you aim
instrument.
So
right?
So well.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe there's a lot to aim at. I don't know.
According to the Daily Star,
or do I know? Maybe I do know.
She shot him with a harpoon.
Wow.
After waiting for him to come home. So he shows up drunk. And by the way, I never want to be this drunk. He shows up drunk.
Uh-huh.
She harpoons his penis.
Because she's waiting for dinner. She gets home, bringing home the bacon.
Right.
He's supposed to have dinner on the table.
Right.
And he's out drinking with his buddies.
He got harpooned in the penis.
Wow.
Then she went and she grabbed the harpoon.
Oh, no.
And she twisted it.
Wow, 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 wow.
Yes.
Isn't that a phrase? Somehow sticking in the knife and turning it, twisting it, whatever?
Yes.
But this is a harpoon.
I think it's stabbing the back.
Yeah, something.
And turn it, twist
but
it.
But at least it's the...
It's a harpoon in the penis.
Yeah.
And she twisted. Like, that wasn't enough.
She get rid of that thing.
That was not enough.
Taking him down.
He was allegedly so drunk...
Yeah.
...that he didn't go to the hospital till the next day.
That's fine, yeah. You know what? I don't blame you. You're the best.
I have a harpoon in my penis.
Yeah, great. I'll go tomorrow.
He went to the hospital. He needed 17 stitches.
Damn.
He didn't go to the hospital till the next day because he was that drunk.
Wow. I'll sleep it off.
I'll sleep it off.
Hey, can you whip up some food? I didn't get around to it.
I'm hungry.
I can't believe it was 2 years ago. I was sitting in a room with those guys, with Poison, with Def Leppard, and they were announcing on KLOS that the stadium tour was going to happen. That was 2 years ago.
Just before COVID?
Yeah, it was like a week before everything shut down.
And now it's actually happening.
Yeah, finally.
It is happening at SoFi Stadium August 27th.
Nice.
So that's exciting.
And if you want to get into the show, you can text, what is it? Sluggo to
68683.
Right this second. Good luck.
Sluggo to 68683.
Right on.
Wax museums blow, right? You're with me, right?
Yeah, well...
Wax museums are awful.
Boring. I would go with
just
boring.
Just terrible, though.
I mean, there's...
Like, you look at somebody, and they say it's whoever, Michael Jackson, and you go, No, it's really not.
Yeah.
It really isn't Michael Jackson.
And the few that they do get right are just plain creepy. It's just like, that does. It looks like they're dead, and they propped them up.
Right. That's right. They stuffed their dead bodies.
I don't see the excitement of it.
I don't either.
Maybe it's because it's the closest you're ever going to get to some of the stars?
Now,
or?
If you're going to... have a couple of drinks and then head over and take some selfies?
Yeah, if you were wasted. Okay, that makes sense.
But you can't take it seriously because it's not that good.
No.
It's pretty cheesy.
I knew someone who really loved it. We used to go to the one in Hollywood occasionally.
The worst.
Yeah, it was just, yeah.
The
and
worst.
Then there was one down in Anaheim.
And the sign outside the one in Hollywood says, come play with the stars.
so I guess that's it. That is the thinking.
Oh,
but even
God.
He wasn't very serious about it. He would just kind of like, ah, that sucks. Ooh, that one's pretty good. I'm like, can we go see another one?
Yeah, that really sucks.
Oh, here's another one.
So it's funny that even the Wax Museum is ditching Vladimir Putin.
Good.
They're tossing him out. The wax work of Vladimir Putin was unceremoniously removed from the Gevin Museum in Paris, France, following his globally condemned order to invade Ukraine.
Now, knowing him, I would think that that upset him more, this, them taking his image out of there, than Russia being the financially declared as junk.
I mean,
now.
He would be more crazy than we think, but
if
that's certainly
financially,
possible.
Though, it's junk. So, like, you know, sell is what they're saying. I bet that's upsetting.
Current event means we don't want him here, and the staff don't want to walk past him every day. I got news for you. They're not walking past him, but I understand what you're saying. They say that Ukrainian President Zelensky might take his place.
Oh, that's great. Do it!
Alongside Joe Biden, that's Queen Elizabeth, idea. And China's Xi Jinping. So even the horrible Wax Museum does not want him involved.
That's like if your really lame friend that you sort of know off to the side also agrees that some movie everyone else loves, hates like you do.
Right.
You're like, yeah, see? It's all right. He's really dumb and stupid, and I can't stand him. But he knows that movie sucks.
They don't even want to walk past the wax figure of him.
I'd kind of like to walk past one and poof and and spit. And, you know,
well, he couldn't make it look worse.
All right. Yeah, I just got back. Yeah. Running down there, too. Yeah. But good thing I didn't stop at the bathroom, too.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's a short song.
95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
True.
There is a wax museum in Paris that is taking down Vladimir Putin's wax statue.
Yay!
Which I understand and I applaud.
Sure.
You look at the wax statue and you go, that's Putin? Because wax museums blow.
You're a big awful. Fan. Remember all those times you used to go, you'd send postcards to all of us from
They're
the wax
awful.
Museums?
They're awful.
When was the last time you were in one?
I was making fun of one.
Yeah.
The Hollywood one.
Right.
About, I don't know, 8-9 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else was saying, oh, no, it's great, it's great. Oh, it's
What's
real
great about
it's
it?
It's great. We should go.
Why?
So we went.
Yeah.
And it was awful. And everyone agreed with me.
Oh, really?
Oh, this
oh,
is bad.
Okay.
Well, oh, you're right. This is bad. It's awful.
It's just kind of dull.
So I don't want to talk about Putin or that situation at all, but I do want to talk about wax museums and other tourist attractions that you hate.
Okay. Grand Canyon. Who cares?
What?
Yeah, it's so boring. This is like, oh, look, there's a big hole in the ground.
At least it's beautiful.
Eh, I guess.
What do you mean, eh?
Eh. That's beautiful. I don't know. That's okay.
It's beautiful. Isn't it one of the seven wonders of the world?
Probably, because that's a boring bunch of wonders.
What
Who cares?
The hell?
I mean, it's all right. Oh, you just go stand and look at it and like, oh, that's really neat.
All right. Listen, so tourist attractions that you hate.
There's a lot of them.
You might be the only one.
Yeah, no.
Sluggo. Or a lot of people might agree with you either way.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. If my family came and said, I want to go to the Wax Museum, I would say,
go to hell.
Here are some tickets.
Enjoy.
And let me know how that goes.
If we went to France and we visited Paris and anybody I was with said, let's go up the Eiffel Tower, I'd be like,
You hate the Eiffel Tower, too. That's weird.
I go to the Louvre. I'd go to the art museum, you know, but I don't
Sluggo likes, you're going to like Ukraine in about 5 years because he likes, like, bombed out shells.
I love urban exploration.
Yes.
It's true.
Yes.
Empty, destroyed buildings, yeah.
But you absolutely hate in Paris.
Yeah, the Eiffel Tower.
The Eiffel Tower.
Who cares?
Wow.
I mean, it's nice. It looks nice.
It's
just a thing. I mean, it was built for a world fair.
Right.
It's just, who cares?
It's a pretty amazing view. All right, never mind. Tourist attractions that you hate. 818-955-KLOS. We were talking about a wax museum getting rid of Vladimir Putin.
And why do they even have one in the first place?
Who
wants to look at that guy?
But they don't want to look at him now, for sure.
Right.
And so we started talking about, instead of Putin, we're starting to talk about wax museums, which blow.
There's a lot of tourist attractions that I could give a rat's ass about. I don't want to visit the time. I don't want to spend many time at them. And that would be one of them.
So tourist attractions that you hate. You have one?
I work at one, the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
How do you work at the Walk of Fame?
Yeah,
oh, you mean
question.
like behind the scenes getting stuff together?
Yeah, my office is on Hollywood and Highland. So it's interesting, you know, being there for 10 years, just watching all the tourists come and just seeing the dissatisfaction on their face of great. I was a homeless in the stars that nobody really, you know, they don't really do anything. So.
Do you have to clean the stars?
No, I don't have to clean the stars. Thank God, goodness.
Yeah, I know one that keeps getting bombed all the time. You have to be replacing that. In fact, I need to head out there again this weekend. Dude, thanks for calling. That's interesting. Yeah, I didn't really ever care about the walk.
Hello?
Same.
You know, I was never a big fan.
KLOS, hello. Tourist attractions that you hate?
Hearst Castle.
The Hearst Castle, really? I've never been there.
It's just a beautiful house.
With a lot of weird back rooms and hidden staircases.
Yeah, but they don't
it's dirty and old and not
that's like me.
But at least you have to take a tram to get up there.
Oh, that
so it does take a long
scary
time.
And cold.
Yeah, it's not great.
All right, well, we'll burn it down for you.
Thank you. Is that the service we're offering?
Yes, absolutely. Right. Thanks for calling. We have to destroy the Eiffel Tower.
All right. KLOS, hello.
I hate the Hollywood sign.
The Hollywood sign. Why do you hate it?
Because I deliver mail up there.
Oh, well, of course.
And I get to deal with the tourists.
Yeah, hey, you know what? I used to live on Beechwood, and people would block our driveway every day. I'd be trying to get to work, and they're like, we'll just be here a minute. And I'm like, yeah, but you're the 5 millionth person to do it today.
Exactly. And you know, even worse now, everybody knows how to get up the apps and everything.
Right. Yep.
And I remember, let's say 20 years ago, it was a nice little oasis up there.
The right.
Were clean. Now you have so much traffic, foot traffic as well, and people leave their trash up there.
Do you have horns on your little mail trucks?
Yes, but people don't care. I mean, they...
Honk, honk! I never thought about a post office like those little
things. Give them like a taser that they can shoot out of it, and then they'll just look the other way.
I never thought. Get out of their way! All right, 818-955-KLOS.
Tourist attractions that you're not fond of. We're talking about tourist attractions. Everybody else seems to love, but you not so much. You have one?
I do. Grand Canyon.
No, not you.
The Eiffel Tower. Oh, I see. Yeah. Hello?
The La Brea Tar Pit.
Never been a fan either.
Yeah, I don't care.
Don't care.
It's like their oil out and then stuck a fake woolly mammoth in it or something, you know?
It's kind of weird how many, there was like that movie Volcano, and then there's that new TV series that all of that is supposed to take place at the...
Yeah, it's
cool. Are you being run over by a 747?
Okay, we can't hear you, sir. Sorry.
But thanks for calling. Yeah, I can see the La Brea Tar Pits.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I think
care.
The show's called La Brea.
Okay, oh, that's right, yeah.
Hello?
That's not very good.
Hello.
Hi there. Tourist attractions that you hate?
This is way out of California, but Ecuador, center of the world.
That's a weird thing to
the
hate.
Whole country?
Ecuador is in the center of the world.
Yeah, right.
We know that.
We got that part.
Why do you hate it?
They have this little pyramid type thing. It was neat, but, I mean, they charge you for it, and there's nobody there but scientists back in the day. They said, here it is.
Ta-da! It's a pyramid.
Right in the middle of the world.
Yep.
And you didn't care for it.
But it was bitching.
Did you hate it, or was it
bitching?
Was it bitching, or did you hate it?
No, I love it. It's bitching. I hate it. It's stupid. It's bitching. I love it. I hate it. It's stupid. Why am I here in the middle of the world?
Bitching. Hate. Bitching. Hate.
I love that kind of confusion. 818-955-KLOS.
Tourist attractions that you hate or you think is bitching.
So let's see. On the list so far, Eiffel Tower I don't like. You don't like wax museums. I don't really care.
Wax museums suck.
I can't stand the Grand Canyon. I think it's really boring.
Yeah, that's weird.
No, it's just boring. And
well, I mean, it's not supposed to be the most exciting place in the world, but it's beautiful.
Boring. No one cares.
You can whitewater raft. With
yeah,
the
I guess if
River.
You go down in that's it, right, it might be a little better, but
you
I've never gone
down. You can take a donkey
down.
And go down in it.
You went down on a donkey?
No, that's not what I said at all.
I believe that's what you just
down
said.
On a, you can ride to the bottom of the Grand Canyon on the back of a donkey. Let's take some calls. KLOS, hello.
Hi, I would have to agree with the Grand Canyon statement.
Yay!
Well, listen, I grew up in Phoenix, and I've been to the Grand Canyon maybe 4 or 5 times.
Me too.
It takes your breath away, doesn't it?
No. How about you?
I lived in Tucson for about 5 years, and I don't know, my brother kind of ruined it for me, stating that's a good place to hide a body.
So you went into it with a negative attitude.
He kind of made it a negative attitude.
Well, you know,
I was standing right next to him when he said it.
Oh, He was like, sis, you're going over.
Right.
Yeah, I just show up to everything in the world with a negative attitude.
You do, that's true.
That's basically true. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey.
Hey, hello. Hi, I put you on speaker. This is Henry from West Covina.
No, don't put me on speaker.
We can't talk to the rest of the class.
No, because it sounds terrible.
Right, no, I know, okay. I know. Yeah, I still hate Ace Ventura, but I also the only thing I hate worse than that is the beach.
The beach.
How do you hate the beach?
Wow. Yeah.
I worship the beach.
Well, okay, I hate our beach, I guess. It's freaking cold. The water's freezing. Yeah. It's murky.
Right.
Oh, all right.
It's been that way your whole life, though.
But not surf, necessarily. Not beaches in general.
Do you surf?
Well, yeah, right. No, never.
Okay.
That's the whole point. I got certified diving. I guess that was kind of fun when you could see more than 20 feet. But it's just, I don't know. I know women love the beach. They always go, oh, I love the beach. But they don't do anything. They just lay there.
Yeah, that's what I love to do. I love to lay out in the sun and stare at the beach.
Me too. I can
see. Yeah, and I've tried that. I've tried to lay out, but after 20 minutes, I'm bored out of my mind.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it's supposed to be stimulating in your intellect.
Hey, thanks for calling. You know what I would like to do is just stare out and say, there's nothing else. That's it. This is where everything ends. Land, all the buildings, all man's streets and crap.
And that gives you peace.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really chills me out.
Who hates the beach?
That was funky. That was crazy. 818-955-KLOS. Tourist attractions that you hate.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Give me five with apostrophes today.
A bunch of apostrophes. There was a couple there. Led Zeppelin likes apostrophes, I guess.
Correct.
Yeah. So, that's number one. That's the number one apostrophe song of all time. You know, Casey Kasem was talking about how it was the biggest apostrophe song. I don't know what
I'm talking
about.
Nope, that wasn't happening.
Yeah, that wasn't. But there you go.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That is a fact. And what a lovely afternoon. Look at those clouds. I love it. I
love that.
It's so nice and depressing. It's awesome.
Tell the people what you texted me last night, because this is a weird, this is an oddity that I don't think I've ever even thought of before.
Well, I realize that I have a habit when I'm driving to, you know, those little blue markers that are in the middle of the street or on the side of the street to point out to fire departments where the fire hydrants are. They're little blue, like...
Are they the little reflective things?
Yes.
Okay.
And those are always placed right next to fire hydrants.
Okay.
You know, and so I have a tendency to need to run them over. Like, I will intentionally...
You'll just...
steer the car,
little bit to the side so that your wheel goes over those?
Yep, so that I hear... ka-thunk, every time. And I have to hit them all. If I don't, I'm like, ah, damn it.
And it's a game?
And I realized that I've been doing that for years.
Why?
I think I'm out of boredom. I don't know. But it made me wonder.
How does that excite you?
Okay. I'm so pleased when I hear that little. And I'm just like, I got one.
You know, you're not getting points for it.
Oh, maybe I am.
Maybe you are. And
maybe
I am. Maybe we're all playing that game.
That's
and I'm losing.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So it made me wonder. I mean, like, does anybody else ever do those stupid rituals? I had a friend who has a little frog she had to keep in the car all the time. It was a little, you know, stuffed toy that she always had to have in the car.
Kinda. And that was for luck?
Yeah. I don't know. I guess
you don't do it for luck.
Mascot,
you do it for entertainment?
Yeah. To do what? Because I'm bored out of my mind.
Have to hit all of them.
Yes. Yeah.
That's a weird thing.
I'll move a little. I'll never go so far out of the lane as to like come into oncoming traffic. Maybe if there's no one around. But just to actually.
What about the little bumps on the side of the road to denote that that's the right lane
that
and you should
one,
not go any further?
Kind of stupid, but I'm like, no, man, I don't want to hit those because then I'm out of my lane. That's not where you're supposed
to
be.
Really? You draw a line.
Yeah. Yeah. No, because you got to aim, you know, pretty well to actually know where your car is, the length in between the tires on the bottom of your car, where they are to be able to hit each one. I'm really good at it.
Well,
after
glad.
Years of practice. Thank you.
Because you're going to get rewarded with...
Woo!
I don't know.
Oh, come on!
I can't imagine that's rewarding in any way.
But, you know, like, I mean, some people have to be in the correct lane long before their inner, you know, the split comes
up. Oh, that's you too.
That is me too.
Yeah.
I'm so early in that lane and I'm there the whole time.
So we're talking about driving rituals?
Yeah, things that you just have to do. Now I would imagine, like, you know.
It's a little OCD-ish.
It is. It's okay. Weird. That's kind of what occurred to me. I'm like, I didn't even really thought about it that much. And I'm like, I was driving over one. And I thought, why do I do that? Why is
that
important?
Super weird.
Yeah, and who else has these?
So do you have driving rituals? Listen, we spend 19 hours a day in the car
right
on the road, so I can imagine that people get bored.
Yep.
So 818-955-KLOS, what is your driving ritual? Maybe, I really don't think I have any.
Really? No? You know, there's nothing like you don't see a sign, a billboard, and make fun of it, or a certain way
make
that you...
Make fun of it? I'm driving by myself? What am I going to say? Ha ha, stupid sign.
Exactly. That's exactly what you should do. It'll bring you much joy in life.
Will it?
No, probably not.
All right, so you have driving rituals.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing else that you won't... You don't have to have...
I don't think I have any.
I'm just trying to
think
of anything else that people would do. I don't think I have anything else like when I'm actually driving like that, at least.
But that's it. You're not talking about on the freeway. You're talking about side streets.
Yeah, always on surface streets. Okay. Yeah, usually in neighborhoods where those hydrants are, those blue. That's about it. I don't have anything else that I have to run over.
I couldn't even tell you where a blue.
Yeah, you will notice them now.
Hydrant is. Now I will, and I'll have to hit all of them.
Start doing it. See if it pleases you.
Yeah, this is what we need to do, is have people swerving out of their lanes so that they can hit little.
That's all right.
All right.
Just so you get that.
Excellent. Driving rituals, 818-955-KLOS. We're talking about something I didn't know existed, which is driving rituals. You have one?
Yes, I do. But first, let me tell you.
Okay.
Every day when I leave work, there's a fire hydrant
right
on the street where I leave from work,
mm-hmm,
and a little blue dot, and mm-hmm, I run it over every day, too.
You do the exact same thing. Wow.
Nice. Well, that makes me feel a little bit better for once in my life.
But go ahead. Do you have others?
Yes. So whenever you go over railroad tracks, you have to lift up your arms and your hands so that you don't lose luck.
So that you don't lose luck.
So it doesn't drain the luck from you. So you have to lift up your hand. So you're not touching the gas or the brake or the steering wheel, and you just lift up your hands for 2 seconds.
I'm going to guess that you are like me, also get upset when you see people with horseshoes and they're upside down because they're supposed to be facing up, right?
Facing up.
What is happening?
Otherwise,
with
all
you
the
people?
Luck drains out.
Yeah, you don't want the luck to drain out.
No.
Yes.
All right. I want to hear that you know that's crazy.
Oh, it's crazy.
Not you. Her.
I am crazy.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yes. All right.
All right, my sister.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, I was going to tell you my driving ritual.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Hi, so I'm Kat. My driving rituals are I always, whenever I see a Tesla, so they're run by an AI or like a bot that
right
goes by the name Tessie.
Okay.
So I always say hi to Tessie because she kind of owns the road since she's already like autopilot.
I think that's good because
you're being nice to the computers who could run you off the road.
And for future reference when they take over the world.
Exactly.
And you know you're crazy, right?
Oh, absolutely. Okay, and everyone I know knows that.
Right, good, right on. Thank you so much for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You have driving rituals that make you crazy. I have no idea what you're talking about. 95.5 KLOS of the California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I those little fire hydrant things, the little blue markers that are on the roads, the streets.
Don't when recognize them, but I guess I will now.
I'm sure you will. Okay. You'll see them, and it's to, you know, let firefighters know that there's a fire hydrant right there.
They can't use their eyes? Are they blind?
It's, you know, a little easier. You're looking, there okay might be smoke, and they're reflective on the ground.
Okay.
And you know, you can't
right
break them off. You drive over them, though, and they go... Which is just very pleasing.
Very satisfying.
Yeah, you can hit like two tires and make that little noise, and I have to do it. I don't know why. I have to.
All right. So you have a driving ritual?
Yeah, I got a driving ritual.
All right.
Happened when we were kids. My dad used to drive through a tunnel by the Long Beach Airport, Spring Street, and used to hit the horn all the time. And we'd wait for the other people to come back.
How excited were you when somebody answered?
It was great. We were kids. We were stupid kids sitting in the back of a 55 Chevy
station
wagon.
It's ridiculous,
you know, having a blast.
Admit it, you still do it, don't you? Even though you're a grown adult by yourself.
Yeah, I do.
Yay.
Even on my motorcycle. Gotta do the and see who returns it.
That's awesome, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. You have a driving ritual?
You know what? I also do the little blue things, the little fire things, but I have another one. If I see a can or a soda cup, I got to run it over because I got to hear that popping sound.
Oh, I get that.
A can or
a
soda cup.
A real popper, man. Wow. A real popper.
Yeah, that's it. I love that.
When I see a line of orange traffic cones, I have to destroy all of them.
I wish that were true. You need to start doing that, Kevin. Dude, thank you for calling, and thank you for running over those little blue things in front of fire hydrants like me.
Yeah, thank you.
Right on, man. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, hello there. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you. Mostly women have these driving rituals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But not all of them.
It's my whole family. We play a game when we're driving a car. We call out banana, and whoever says it first gets that banana, and we continue on throughout the drive to see who gets the most bananas.
Do you have actual bananas?
No, but you know what? I actually saw an actual driving banana once, and nobody else saw it, but I got that banana.
That should have counted for like a bunch of bananas, shouldn't it?
Congratulations.
In the game, we shall not play anymore, right?
Wow.
Right on. Thank you for calling.
Wow, the banana game. I was not expecting that.
818-955-KLOS.
You have a driving ritual? We're taking phone calls this hour on people who have driving rituals. You have one of those?
I have to drive with my butt in your mouth.
That's got to be hard to see. How do you drive when I can't see past whatever, man. Thanks for calling.
I think we need any follow-up questions. KLOS, hello.
Sit down.
Kevin and Sluggo. Hello. Happy Friday.
Thank you.
Right back at you, man.
All right, man. Okay, ritual?
Yep. Yeah.
You cut me off, I'm going to cut you off again and again and again.
Really? If I cut you off once, what if it's sort of accidental? Then you're going to cut me off on purpose how many times?
Okay, if you cut me off accidental because during a safety issue, I will allow that.
Okay.
But if you do it because you're knucklehead.
Right.
Okay, knucklehead, it's coming at you.
How many times?
Whatever it takes to have them back off.
Okay. So you're going to have to do it a lot with Kevin. I can just tell you now.
That's called road
he's
rage.
He's going to cut you off and no, it's teaching a lesson.
It's a teaching moment?
It's called respect.
Oh, respect. Gotcha.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, you have a driving ritual?
Yes, two things. I just found one of the fire hydrants with the blue thing over it and drove over it.
How did that feel? Didn't it feel good? Wasn't it satisfying?
Little noises. I like the noise.
Right.
Wow.
And then I also picked up the thing from the driving through a tunnel from my dad when I was little.
Oh, yeah.
I still honk my horn.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yep. And I have an electric car, so it's really quiet. So the horn is really loud.
Oh, really?
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, sweet. Yes.
I didn't realize that until I like honked my horn one day in the tunnel and loud. I went, oh, yeah, it's loud.
It's a little scary.
Thank you. Awesome. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Your driving rituals.
Dun, 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 dun.
We are talking about driving rituals on 95.5 KLOS. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. KLOS, hello.
This is Sam, Kevin.
Hey, Sam.
Sam!
We got a lot of great support last time you called.
Dude,
a lot of people loved it.
A ton, yeah. Well done.
What's up?
Right. Thanks for calling.
Yay, the return of the Armenian comedian. Yay. Oh, we didn't have him tell a joke. What a shame.
Yeah,
hello,
KLOS. Shame.
Hi, I have a driving ritual.
Yes, please. What is it?
Well, when you're driving around and you see a Dodge Dart, you say dog fart and punch somebody in the arm.
Hey, man, that
and
was my first car.
Punch someone in the arm.
A dog's fart. That
so
was my
you,
first.
You choose violence. That's what you're saying.
Considering how crappy that Dodge Dart of mine was, that's probably a good idea. Actually, it caught fire one time.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing? I got a driving ritual.
Yes.
So I live in Moreno Valley, and as I go down the freeway into Riverside, I can see all of Riverside, and I pray right there, same spot, every time, that I don't get in another accident, because I've been in two this year. And I almost lost one of my feet.
Wow.
And was it right in that spot or somewhere in Riverside?
Somewhere in Riverside.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, that's interesting. And so far it's worked. Yeah. That's good.
I sure hope it continues working.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right on, man.
Thank you.
That's
thanks
an
for
interesting
calling.
One. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Kevin, Sluggo.
Yes.
How's it going, guys?
Aces.
Good. Thank you. Driving ritual?
Pretty much anyone that has road rage cuts me off or tailgates me, I always give them a thumbs up and I smile at them.
That's a good idea. I think that's good. Although it might piss him off a little more.
Well, that's the point. He's killing him with kindness.
Yeah.
I like
that's
it.
That's good. Dude, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Okay, take care.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Two quick comments.
Yo.
The blue reflectors are to identify the location of a fire hydrant in
exactly
the event a car is parked
yep
in front of it.
Yep.
And also smoke and fog.
Do you know what they're called?
I do not. I'm sorry. And that's pretty sad because I do work for the fire department. they're called the blue dot.
Yeah. All right. Listen, you only need to know what they look like.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So, second part of it, driving ritual, is my wife and I, Mr. and Mrs. Stupid, anytime we drive by a pasture and there's cows out there, we will drive by them and cordially ask how they're doing, saying, asking them things, well, hello, cows, how are you? And we both pause, wait as for a fictitious reply, and then say, well, muchos gracias.
Do you both do that?
We both do.
You've never gotten to a pasture with cows in it, and she's just gone, no,
no,
come on,
we're not doing this.
No, not now.
No. She takes the lead sometimes.
I love it.
That is awesome. Thank you for calling, man.
Hey, thank you for all you guys do, and take care.
Every Friday from 5 to 7.
All Request Fest!
We do our All Request Fest at 818-955-KLOS.
We're going to do that in just a second, but we have one more special guest.
We do?
Yeah, talking about weird rituals on the road.
Okay, KLOS.
Hi, you want to hear my driving ritual?
Yes, but first, here's Kevin. Say hi to my friend Kevin.
Hi.
Hi, Kevin.
Now, you be nice, Kevin. Yeah, this is my sister.
Oh, it's your sister.
Yeah.
Oh, I have so many questions for you.
You behave and don't answer any questions. None.
Your brother is...
I'm not allowed to talk like that.
Your brother is a nut job.
You're right, yes.
You have driving rituals?
Two as well?
I have one, yes.
All right, what is it? Let's hear it.
I like to drive just barely over the speed limit to make everybody around me mad, and then when they race around and stop at the light in front of me, I pull up next to them and wave at them.
Wow, I can't say that because that's a dick move, right? You know that's a dick move, right?
No.
Oh, come on. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Yesterday, we told you a story about somebody in Denver stealing a box out of the back of a truck. And inside the box was a bunch of heads, a right. bunch of human heads.
And not, you know.
There were human heads.
Not surprising. We have the important
news. Here's the news audio. Yeah.
As I was out walking around in Denver's Central Park neighborhood, there were a lot of kids getting off the school bus and families out walking the dogs as well. All of them, though, had the same reaction to this news. Disgust and shock.
Pretty shocking. I guess I don't see too many strange things happening around here usually.
Denver police say someone broke into a box truck, took a dolly and a box with Science Care written on the sides. On the inside, human heads. Police told us they were on their way to be used for medical research.
On the inside, human heads.
You know, how do you get into that research? I'll be happy to be an intern in that lab.
No, thank you.
Oh, we got another box of heads.
That's a super weird story. So I did some digging, and I found somebody to help clarify exactly what happened.
Oh, good. Nice.
He doesn't want to use his real name, but we do have Mr. X on the Heineken 00 hotline. Mr. X, hello.
How you doing, guys? Good to talk to you. How are you? You want heads? I got heads. I got plenty of heads. Anybody need a head?
No, we don't want heads. We're just asking about the Denver ones.
I give you the best prices anybody can ever give you on heads. You know why? Because I stuck them deep and I sell them cheap, buddy. That's why.
Right, but we're not trying to buy any human heads.
Well, maybe.
You need a head? Who needs a head? I think the other guy needs a head. Anybody need heads?
Yeah. How much for a head?
I tell you what. I give you 2 for $45, 1 for $30.
$1 for $30? Is it freshly?
I gotta move these heads. I gotta bust the heads. I gotta move, my friend. I can't hold them forever.
How many heads do you have?
I sell them cheap.
Are they freshly cut?
Crazy Anthony's anatomy. What else do you need? You need hearts. You need lungs. You need legs. You need toes. You need elbows. You need nipples.
How much are nipples? Just out of curiosity.
I give you a bunch of nipples. $17 for a dozen.
It's like a chihuahua.
It does seem like a market.
You get this kind if you buy 13. If you buy an odd number of nipples, you get a little money off. I got some spare random nipples. Don't match up.
I think we'll take the nipples. Yes. We'll on that.
Yes.
Okay, you got nipples, right? You can't have nipples without tongues. You want some tongues, too? I give you tongues and nipples.
Those...
What a party that is, my friend.
Did you say tongues or thumbs?
Tongues. Who puts their thumb on a nipple? What's wrong with you? Are you sick?
That's a good
morning. Good morning, Kevin.
Is it morning?
It is for me, man. I'm just now kind of shaking off last night.
It's 95.5 KLOS on the California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And we have your tickets for KLOS's Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
Oh, yeah. 4 packs of tickets. That's happening on August 25th. No.
What? No, it is. It is happening.
I like to say that because it confuses people.
August 25th. We got your tickets coming up within about 20 minutes.
Yeah. You'll be ready to be caller 13 and you'll go. Now, the fighter's foo. But, you know, speaking of giving stuff away, why don't we go ahead and give this away? We've teased everybody enough. August 25th is when it's happening. It is the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. And
If you'd like to be there, give us a call. Caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS.
Hey, man, this is David Kelly from Garden Grove. I just won a 4-pack of tickets to the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. Hope to see you there.
August 25th is the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. And we have tickets for you right now, a 4-pack of tickets.
And this is going on every day until 8 o'clock at night. And if you'd be caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS.
And you'll win a 4-pack of tickets to join everybody else that listens to KLOS at Disney California Adventure Park.
Good luck!
Hey, everybody, this is Two from Westminster. I just scored 4-pack to KLOS Summer Invasion to California Adventure. Thank you.
It was on this day in rock in 1897 when a U.S. patent was granted to Marconi to transmit electrical signals, leading to the invention of radio. You Should Be Sleeping Like a Log. It was on this day in rock in 1964 when the Beatles released A Hard Day's Night. Ah, to have been a fly on the wall, or better yet, a patron in the bar on this day in rock in 1968 when Black Sabbath played their very first ever gig, the small Backstreet Blues Club in Birmingham.